Drouillard, brother and sister. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 30, 1907. Dear brother and sister Drouillard, I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice for the health He has graciously given me. When my mind is so pressed, as it often is, upon subjects that cause me to feel intensely some nights, I cannot sleep but a few hours. But if my mind is not continuously overburdened, I have a clear brain to write on Bible subjects. I think of you all and would be glad to see you and visit many places, but my experience 2 years since has taught me to be wise unto my own salvation. I want to live to get into print the Bible history, which my mind urges me to bring out from the history of Solomon onward. I do not wish to leave my work just as it now appears. While bringing out books upon many subjects, I cannot do justice to Bible history, and yet it urges itself upon my mind. One thing I am decided not to do, and that is look on the dark side and think and talk discouragingly. Talk faith I will, act faith I will. Talk unbelief, and we will have plenty of doubts. Let us always believe. All that you will feel in discouragement will just as surely be reflected to others. The Lord would have us have pure faith. If we keep looking unto Jesus, we shall surely enjoy the sunshine of His presence and create an atmosphere about our souls that will become a blessing to those with whom we associate. Let the love of Christ reign in our hearts, and it will certainly reveal itself in our speech. We must be all light in the Lord. His goodness and mercy and tender compassion is for His people. Then let us honor our Savior by reflecting light continuously. We need to keep in the spirit of prayer and in the spirit of cheerfulness to win souls to Jesus Christ. It is a wonderful education to know how to deal with human minds of the young. I have thought much of individual responsibility to mold and fashion the minds of children and youth in every circumstance, so that Christ may see we are doing our very best with His heritage. When we are doing our work with the thought that Christ has died for every soul, we are in the very best school to discipline ourselves. And not a human being is prepared to be a teacher unless he is constantly a learner of the great teacher who gave His life to save the sinful. Why should we not be partakers of the divine nature, that we may work as He worked? I long after Jesus. I want to be more and more like Jesus so that I can better represent His character. We have nothing wherein we may boast. Without me, saith the divine teacher, you can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. Let every soul yield to the heavenly power and learn of Him who hath invited us. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. In thus doing, an experience is gained of more value than silver and precious stones. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 30. Why, if we only learn this precious lesson, we can never give way to hasty speech, for love of Christ in its hallowed influences reveals a sacred peace. The love of Christ wells up in the soul and flows through the soul like a stream in the desert, refreshing all who have any association with the human agent. Wherever the love and peace of Jesus reigns, there is peace with God. We all need to be seeking the eternal good of all we are associated with. I must say, praise the Lord, praise His holy name. I love Jesus. I must now ask you a question. Where can I write to the manufacturer of these pens like the one you sent me? I think it is perfect. Not any ink spot on my fingers. I can never go back to the old pens I have used. If anything should happen to this one, then what could I do? Love to all. I shall now end this, for my eyes are tired. My lamp is going out. I thank you over and over again for this pen. Please send me all the information I need and oblige me.